Disney's Tron 3 star Jeff Bridges joins Jimmy Kimmel to trash ICE raids, Get ICE Off Our Streets. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 8, 2025. Disney's Tron 3 star Jeff Bridges joined Jimmy Kimmel in trashing the so-called aggression of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. "I feel like we are in such a troubled time, people are getting crazier every day," Jimmy Kimmel told Bridges, before asking if the actor could summon his The Dude character from the 1998 film The Big Lebowski to share some words of wisdom during Wednesday's episode of ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Bridges then put on a pair of sunglasses and a cardigan and asked for his character's favorite cocktail, a White Russian, before speaking directly into the camera as he channeled The Dude, stating, "Hey, world. Yeah, The Dude here. So, yeah, man, can we just all calm the fuck down? I mean, come on, I'm talking about all the wars, the fighting, the canceling. I mean, let's just chill out, man, come on, tone it down, you know?" The True Grit star continued. "We're like at, what? A 9? We ought to be at 0, you know? Or 0.5, at max," Bridges added. Watch below. Instead of ending his skit there, the actor went on to attack ICE agents while still in character, declaring, "ICE. Let's get ICE off our streets and into our beverages," Bridges said, before taking a sip of his cocktail, adding, "This aggression will not stand, right?" The 75-year-old actor finally concluded his little performance by quoting one of his well-known lines from the film, stating, "So let's just abide together, we can do this." Now, that's just, like, my opinion, but it's a good one, don't you think? Bridges said, to which Kimmel replied, "That's a pretty great opinion. Thank you, dude." The two men then clinked their glass together for a toast. Ironically, Bridges is asking others to tone it down on Jimmy Kimmel Live, a show that only recently made it back on air following a brief cancellation after Kimmel told millions of grieving Americans that one of them had likely killed the man for whom they were mourning. Less than 1 week after the assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, Kimmel falsely suggested on his show that the assassin may have been part of the MAGA gang, and mocked President Donald Trump's response, which included ordering American flags flown at half-staff. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.